Hello and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison. Today is the Friday after Holy Trinity. Now that we're in the season of Pentecost, also called Ordinary Time, our gospel readings each week place us alongside Jesus and the disciples, witnessing all that Jesus has to say and all that Jesus does. This week we're going to do things a little bit differently. Our Bible readings and reflections return each day to the gospel reading assigned for the coming Sunday. Today we're going to read the story again and notice the moment when everything changed for this man. We begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets, but in these last days, God has spoken to us by a Son. A reading from Luke chapter 8, verse 26. Then they arrived at the region of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As Jesus stepped out on shore, a man from the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had not worn any clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, shouting, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirits to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demons into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back to the abyss. Now, there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine. And the herd stampeded down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherds saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they became frightened. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then the whole throng of people of the surrounding region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So Jesus got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. Everything changed for the man in this story the moment the demons were cast out. In that moment, everything changes for the people in this whole region also. The demons enter a herd of swine, the swine stampede into the sea and are drowned, and the whole region, cleansed of demons and herds of swine, is in an uproar. The people are running here and there, telling all kinds of stories about what Jesus has just done. Everything has changed. But not everyone welcomes the change. But for the man, whose real name we still do not know, the changes are liberating. So what does it feel like to be human once again after all of these years of living like a beast? What does it feel like to be in control of your own body and mind again after all of these years of living under the control of another power? What does it feel like to finally be clean? We can imagine that the voices in his head are gone and he is at peace. We can imagine that he can see in Jesus, God with him, and now God for him, and that he can finally see the God who created him and loved him and set him free, and he can worship and give thanks for God's great love, for seeing him as no one else could see him. And so now the whole region is in turmoil, but he sits at peace in Jesus' presence. For all the stories that are running and being told about Jesus throughout the region, only the man and Jesus know the true story. I wonder if the transformation that seems so dramatic in the life of this man might actually pass unnoticed in our lives. The gifts that this man experiences now for the first time in Jesus' presence and when Jesus frees him from those demonic powers are the kind of gifts that we seem to take for granted, particularly the gift of the promise of Christ's presence and the freedom from the powers of this world that make worship of God possible. By casting out the demons, Jesus gives this man clothing and brings an end to this man's exile, reminding us how great a gift it is to be clothed with Christ in our baptism and welcomed into the community of Jesus. The very gifts of God's love that mean the world to this man, that also mean his humanity, his clothes, his community, his fellowship with God, are the very gifts that it seems we often so much overlook in the telling of our story of all that God has done for us. We sing this phrase often in worship, but today as we reflect on the moments when we have been changed by God's grace, we do need to consider how Jesus has set us free to be the people of God. And we will pray in just those kind of moments that God's promise frees us from our enemies so that we can worship God in freedom and righteousness all our days. The moment of change for us is baptism, but there are other moments that connect us to that moment in our life even now. When was the moment that you realized what God had done for you has changed the whole direction and motion of your life? In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, and you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the communion of faith in your church, for the gifts of relationships with others. For what else are we thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world, heal the hurts of all of your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, and especially our congregation. For those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for those who are sick, and for those who tend and care for them, for all who work to bring about peace and international harmony, and for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction. We give you thanks, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us this night from all harm and danger. We ask that you would also protect us this day from sin and all evil, that our life and actions may please you. Into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and all that is ours. Let your holy angels be with us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. And Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.